These latest Manchester United headlines. We'll start with news that United plan to add up to 40 new staff to their scouting operations following an internal review of their current system. The Red Devils ordered the root and branch revamp late last year, having recently fallen behind local rivals Man City following their own £200 million investment in youth facilities. Former United midfielder Nicky Butt was installed early this season to help oversee some of their development ranks. Old Trafford Chiefs, however, have since completed their fact-finding mission and will begin to implement their findings over the next few weeks. United plan to merge academy and first team identification, it says here, to create a more efficient approach with an increased global scouting team. The club have also been working closely with sports recruitment experts Nolan Partners to find the right personnel. Dutchman Henry Direct has already been brought in to work with head of youth recruitment Derek Langley, while United's chief scout Jim Lawler will receive an improved admin support. Moving on to news on the transfer front, more rumours, speculation and gossip more than anything, to be honest. West Ham have been linked with a summer move for United winger Memphis Depay, but a move away from Old Trafford after just a year for him looks very unlikely. Elsewhere, Roma, the Italian giants, are said to be interested in United midfielder Marouane Fellaini. They think they can get him for around £15 million. That's according to Gazzetta dello Sport in Italy. Paris Saint-Germain defender Marquinhos is in talks over a summer move away from the Parc des Princes, according to reports in France, with Chelsea, United and Arsenal all said to be keen on him. Well, finally, young Livingston striker up in Scotland, Matthew Knox, who is just 16 and had a trial with United in January, is apparently interesting several clubs in the Premier League. That's according to his manager, David Hopkins.